You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we welcome friends from Weston Schools, and we've been looking forward to this program for quite some time. Weston School District Administrator Gary Siftestad is in the studio, and longtime teacher Val Thompson is here, too. And we would have let him in anyway, but Gary brings ski and a ski shirt, and my goodness, thank you very much. I presume that's for me.
It's absolutely for you. Ah. Don't drink it all at once.
Oh, boy, I'll climb the tower and be singing later if I do that, so. Where did you find this ski anyway?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wow.
Over spring break.
So you got back across the state line. The law let you back in the state.
Yeah, it's not like the new Glarus, you know, the spotted cow. No, they let me through.
And you have some vintage hillbilly bottles here as well. Is that from your own collection?
That is from my own collection, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Well, Gary, this is, I believe it's like your third time on during the school year, but maybe you could talk about, what about some highlights at Weston this year?
Well, you know, it's been a good school year. There's been a lot of progress made academically as well as athletically. As you know, Phil, our baseball team is, you know, right up there top, towards the top of the conference. But I guess I would like to shed some light on some things that are coming up. So this Friday we have our fine arts night, and that has really, this is the third year that we're doing it this way. It is music, it's tech ed, it's art. And so there's concerts, they're selling gelato, they're selling food. The FFA makes the gelato, from the sheep's milk. And every year is a different theme. So this year it's the 60s, and we're going to have a rocket ship, I believe. So Laura Diemer, our art teacher, has really taken on it's a lot of people involved in it, but they get together, they organize, and they come up with a theme. And I think 2 years ago there was actually a tunnel that was built that you kind of went through with the UV lights and everything. This year it'll be rocket ship, and it's from the 60s. And so there will be art on display, paintings, pottery. The choir and the band will both perform. In fact, we switched it up a little bit this year. The elementary concerts are going to be during the day on Friday. So be on the lookout for that. It's advertised on our website. And then Friday night, people can come in and walk around and see the different displays. And the high school and junior high will have their concerts Friday night. And then that leads into the next day, where the FFA has their annual pancake breakfast and plant sale. And that's always highly successful. And that's during the morning. And so I'd encourage people to come up and get a good hearty breakfast. And then, look to buy some plants. So, and then the following Wednesday, May 8th, we have scholarship night that evening. But during the day, we have a blood drive. And so anybody from the community as well as the school can come and donate blood on May 8th.
We have a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's the sprint of the school year. So there's a lot of, graduation type stuff and things like that. And as Mrs. Thompson, I'm sure, can attest to, it is field trip season.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you brought along a friend today, Val Thompson.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, good to have you in here, Val.
Thank you. Good morning.
And he brought you for more than one reason. Not only are you a great teacher, but we understand that this is the last month of your teaching career.
Is it correct? This is my 40th year.
Wow.
So I'm going to hang it up after this year.
You must have started when you were 12 or something like that, right?
Not really. Actually, I started my subbing at Ithaca.
Did you really?
When I first got out, yes. Mm-hmm. I was a part-time librarian For a little bit, for 8 weeks. So that's where I started a little bit. And then I did a little subbing in Richland Center also.
Okay. Your 40 years then, primarily were at Weston.
Though. All 40 years were at Weston, correct.
And what grades have you taught through the years at Weston?
I've formerly, right now, teach pre-K. I've taught kindergarten, I've taught first grade, second grade, and third grade.
What's your favorite?
Pre-K. Where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Isn't that something? And, you know, you think about it, when we were in school, we went to school, you went and, you know, basically you were like 7 years old or whatever, and it just keeps getting younger and younger, but it's pretty important, isn't it?
Important in pre-K. We do so much play, learning, and development and socialization in pre-K, and that's our big focus this year, is just getting the kids to acknowledge friendship and sharing and caring and little problem solving that they can do on their own, and a lot of reading to them, and just getting them to love school, and that's my job, and I love doing that.
And you love school too.
I do.
You must, after all these
years. After 40 years, yes, I do. I enjoy it. You know, you have your ups and downs, but I have so many ups, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. And my least favorite class to teach was probably third grade. That just was not my cup of tea. But I love the littles. They just come up with so many ideas and so many fun things and the most unexpected. And they have so many aha moments. It just makes teaching remarkable and rewarding.
That was going to be one of my questions about what has changed the most in those 40 years, but probably as you've gotten, you know, into younger educating, that's probably one of the biggest changes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And just to see the kids, where they come from, what they're coming in. I mean, whether they know letters or sounds, you know, who's been reading to them, and just the thrill of them coming into school. And they just love that, you know, older brother, sister's been coming for years. I get my backpack on. I get to come to school now. And just that joy of being with friends. And some come into pre-K and they've never been with other kids before, and just to get them into that situation and that routine, it's nice to see all that stuff.
And you get them working on their ABCs and their counting and all that
stuff? We do that, but kind of in a nonchalant way, because we have, you know, we do a lot of sing, we do a lot of art projects around different letters and sounds and things, so I'm not really strictly, we got to teach the ABCs, it just kind of comes in, and sometimes I don't even know they're doing it, and just having fun doing it. That's what we do.
You're a graduate of Richland Center High School.
I am 1979 and my 45th reunion this summer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Do you remember a teacher that inspired you?
Well, my second grade teacher, Betty Waslick, she's got to be one of the ones that I remember the most. I loved reading to her, and she just made the class time fun. That was probably my favorite in second grade.
Mm-hmm. And then anybody else?
Later, music. I loved music. Pam Kitz, Ray Orlean, John Bartle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bartz. I loved the choir part. So, yeah. And that's probably why I still sing a lot in pre-K class, because from them.
Mm-hmm. And that's old school, you know, music. I remember some of my teachers, you know, especially when we get rowdy, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they would stop and sing a song. So do you do that once in a while?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And my cleanup song is YMCA. And I know that's an oldie. And I've tried other songs. And I thought, okay, Val, we're going to try something new this year. And I just go back to YMCA. And the kids love it. It's like, oh, it's our cleanup song. And they're cleaning up and everything. So they just love it.
Wow. What makes a good teacher, Val?
I think the caring. You got to care about those kids. You got to wait for the unexpected, the flexibility. You know, your day might be planned perfectly in your lesson plans, but some days that does not happen at all. You know, so you got to, and I think just recognizing the kids, the community, getting the parents involved too, and just trying to get having the kids love school from the start. And hopefully that, what I teach them, continues to grow with them all the way through the years.
So in other words, sometimes you got to roll with the flow a little bit.
Exactly. You do. One kid will come in bawling and there goes your whole morning. Another one, something happened, the cat died, or, you know, a kid had a fight, or they just didn't want to leave mom and dad this morning, or breakfast wasn't right. Yeah, you just got to roll with the punches and go with it.
Indeed. Takes a lot of energy, doesn't it?
It does. It does. No wonder I'm tired when I go at night. But I love it. They just, you know, they come up with the most unexpected things sometimes. And we're working on a little program for ourselves, the end of the year celebration for pre-K. And they're just, they're at the age where they love everything. You know, they're just, you give them a song, they love it. You give them an art project, they love it. You give them a different playtime, and they just love all that.
That's awesome. My daughter is a kindergarten teacher, and I've said that, excuse me, before. What a great place the world would be if it was like a pre-K or kindergarten class, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. All fun and play and not knowing that you're having all that fun playing and just the stories they come up with and the things that they like to do and the things they like to share. And they do share a lot. Mm-hmm. We learn a lot from them. And it's just, like I said, I taught kindergarten for 17 years and I did love that. And then I was asked to move to pre-K and I thought, oh, I can't do that. They're so little. They don't know anything. And I was wrong. It's my love now.
I bet. You have a special program coming up. I understand Lee Mills from Madison TV.
I do. At the end of the year, I know they always do something for retirees. And so I wasn't expecting anything. And my wonderful para, Amanda Wren, says, well, we're going to get the kids ready for art class, but the teacher wants us to send the kids, and then we'll go later. I thought, okay, they're having this big art show coming up that Gary said, and they're going to show us these big astronauts, because I knew they made them. So we're working in the room. She comes in, my para comes in, she goes, okay, this is ready for us. We're walking down the hall, we stop at the gym door. She goes, sorry, Val. And I looked at her like, what? And I open up, and the kids are yelling, we love you, Mrs. Thompson. And so the whole school's in there. All the staff and everybody, and they put me in a chair in front of a big screen TV. So I'm looking at this TV, a screen, and then our principal had gone around and had the kids write Mrs. Thompson is. And so they put in, beautiful, loving, caring, compassionate, kind, and just, there's probably like 50 slides on there for kids. So Mrs. Thompson is just there bawling. Well, I saw my good friend Sue Lewis in the crowd, and I thought nothing of it because that night she was going to come up and have supper with some of us. So, and Sue always comes and chit-chats with all the staff around school, so I thought nothing of her there. Well, then she comes up and starts talking, and she gives this big speech and everything. She goes, well, now we have a surprise. And my back is still facing the audience, so I can't see anything behind me. And I start turning my chair. It's kind of funny. She goes, oh, no, you can't see. And she turns my chair back around. Well, pretty soon somebody comes around me, and it's Lee Mills from New Scene 15, with the Crystal Apple Award. And there were 600 applicants, Leah told me, and I was the top one. Oh. 33 to 35 people that had written in on my behalf. And that was just, I just couldn't believe it. I was just in awe of that. So I was sitting there and just, in tears and so happy. And she goes, we had another surprise for you. I think, okay. So in behind comes my mom, one of my sisters, my daughter, a little girl that she watches, and about five or six of my good friends came. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is pretty cool. So we keep talking to us, and I got one more. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't take any more surprises like this. So in comes John Stofflett. And if you are an NBC 15 fan, John Stofflett was an anchor person for years, 40 years, I believe, 40, 41 at New Scene 15. And he had come in too, just for my special day. And so that just topped everything off. And years ago, when his mom was alive, Rita, we had sent her cards and made her different things and videos and audios that we had sent to her, because she was 100 and then 101, 102 for this lady that my children didn't know nothing about, and just to teach them about kindness and do things for people you don't know. So he said, by all means, he had to come to that party, and it was just amazing.
Wow. That's a tribute to you, of all the people he could come visit, came to see you.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. A surprise, but ecstatic. And the Crystal Apple is just gorgeous. The award is just beautiful.
So you already have that?
I have that. It's sitting on my desk, and it's heavy. It's a beautiful Crystal Apple. It has my name on it. Yeah. So it was an all-around, kind of a whirlwind day, because it's like the rest of the afternoon I had kids, but my para, awesome para, she took them for the rest of the day, because then they interview you there. They interview John Stofflett, Sue Lewis, and then they had me do a couple lessons teaching too. So it will be aired on May 8th at the 6 o'clock news on NBC 15. So it's kind of be neat to see how she puts all this together for that. So I was very happy.
You talk about a day of coordination, how somebody didn't spill the beans somewhere along the way, because a lot of people were involved in that.
A lot of people. I mean, I think the school knew that there's an assembly, but I don't think many of them knew it was a Crystal Apple. And then, of course, for my own personal family, my mother, hi, Mom, Louise Huffman, that I talked to every night that she didn't spill the beans. And she goes, and everybody thought she would, but she didn't. And my own family and some of my close friends, yeah, it was hush hush all the way. So a total surprise.
Tell us what the Crystal Apple Award involves, or, you know, its description, or who it normally goes to, Val.
Well, they have where you can nominate teachers mm-hmm. in Southern Wisconsin, of teachers that usually go above and beyond their duty, and then you can nominate them. And then people just send in nominations for that award. And then they have a big committee there at NBC 15 that they choose candidates from that.
Wow. And you're in, I know a lot have won it over the years. You're in some pretty renowned company there.
I know. So. I always looked at that and said, wow, that's pretty cool. I'd like to win that some year. And it's like, oh my gosh, I want it.
Gary, were you privy to any of the letters that were written on Val's behalf?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I nominated her as well. So Sue Lewis was kind of, and if you're not familiar with Sue Lewis, she's a retired educator from Waniwok, and she ended up marrying Larry from Ithaca. Mm-hmm. And they live up by Beaver Dam now. Is that right?
Yes.
Beaver Dam. And so she kind of spearheaded it, but, you know, it was kind of a Facebook type thing or whatever, but really, you know, 35 people jumped on board and extolled the great virtues of Val through the years. You know, and she's just a very engaging person. She's very inviting, not just to adults, but, you know, the students. And it's a generational thing too. There's so many students that, you know, are, or so many adults that are sending their kids now that, you know, they had Mrs. Thompson back in the day and they remember the values and the character lessons that they learned from her, such as being kind. So yeah, I actually got Lee Mills, sent an email, left her phone number. I called her. And then our elementary principal, Jason Meyer, was very instrumental in putting like the program together, and he kind of emceed it and then, passed it off to Sue. Sue did her speech, which, you know, I don't know, Val, I gave Jason the explicit instructions to make sure that Sue only talked for like 2 or 3 minutes. If you know Sue, Sue Lewis, though, she has a lot to say, and it's all good and all positive. So I think she probably went on close to 10 minutes, and then, so, yeah. You know, that led into Lee and all those surprises. So it was very well done. Jason Meyer did a nice job emceeing. Sue did a great job of orchestrating everything. And obviously Lee Mills just does a great and wonderful job as well. But it was interesting kind of to go against what Val was saying earlier. Like, she was not aware, but as it progressed towards that day, it was amazing how many people actually knew, but didn't spill the beans to you. Yeah. So it was very good. And I think the neat thing about it really was recognizing her legacy of being a 40-year teacher. But beyond that, you know, just what her legacy really is of warmth, engaging, quick with a smile. As she said, you know, engaging the community, getting people involved, being involved herself. It's just a wonderful tribute to 40 years in one district and teaching generations as well. And then the actual program, you know, as she said, you know, we have a surprise for you. Oh, you're not done yet. We have a surprise for you. You're not done yet. We have a surprise for you. So a lot of emotions and everything, but what a joyous occasion and wonderful emotions.
Right. Great for your district. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Put the spotlight on there in a positive way.
Yes.
Somebody that stayed there. I mean, that's you look at teachers today. A lot of them move around more than they used to.
Yeah, actually. And you're right. Like, especially in the last 10, 15 years, it's, you know, there's a little bit of free agency, I think, that you would say goes on there. And sometimes teachers are looking for greener pastures, is what they perceived as greener pastures. But yeah, it's just a wonderful tribute, and it says a lot that Val was there for 40 years, and, you know, you're not quite done yet.
Not yet.
Next, tomorrow rolls the calendar to May, and that's kind of the home stretch.
Getting close.
Yeah.
I know that there were probably other opportunities for you. Why did you stay at Weston all those times?
Oh, I don't know. I think because I had some wonderful mentors, I mean, that I knew previous before I worked there, Margie Brown, who had passed, and Barb Porton. They were just wonderful friends. And I think when the opportunity came up to get that job, of course, everybody's looking for that job as soon as they get out of college. And Weston came up and it was there close to home. We lived in Richland Center at the time. And then now we live in Lime Ridge. But I think that opportunity came up and got into Weston. I never had sub there before. So that was just kind of putting my feet in the door. And once I got there, and of course, with that warm, receptive, you know, love that you get from staff, and especially those two that helped me so much along the way. And it just was a good fit. And I'm still there.
There was more competition for jobs then as well. Do you recall how many applied for the job?
Yeah, I think there's like 7 or 8 when I was there that year. I remember walking in. I remember one girl said, oh, you're here too. And I said, yeah. And when we graduated together, and then I got the job. And she goes, oh, you got the job instead of me. I said, yes, I did. And I was just excited. So, yeah, I think, especially for my job now, so if there's any listeners out there that are pre-case certified, they're still looking for my position to fill. I know they have an interview, I believe, next week, but it's a little harder to fill this position. So, you know, if you are interested, you can get a hold of Weston Schools.
Indeed. Gary Sifton said to be the man to talk to, right?
Yeah, and it definitely reflects the national narrative. It's, if you talk to principals, administrators around, they're going to tell you that jobs such as FIED, even, that, you know, the stereotype there is that you would have sometimes back in the 80s, early 90s, you'd have over 100 applicants. Now, you know, if you get 15 applicants, that's a pretty good pool. So definitely, as Val said, the four-year-old kindergarten position, we're still looking to fill that. And we will fill it, I'm sure, with a person in title, but Val will be irreplaceable.
Yeah, no doubt. Have they probably already come to you and say, Val, what about stay in another year?
Yeah, I have some very lovely young teachers there. I swear they could all be my daughters, and I get that all the time. We had a meeting one time, and he had taught there like 50 years, and my good friend, Ashley Shaw, turns to me, she goes, see, Val, you could go another 10 years. But now I have a beautiful granddaughter who was born in August, and I get to be grandma to her 2 days a week during the summer, and I've been visiting her now because she's still in the hospital, but that kind of gives a little more time so I can be a grandma time. But love the teaching time. I tell my kids when I'm gone, I said, you know where I'm at? Oh, yeah, you're visiting baby Avery. And I say, yes. And I said, but I still think about you. And you know, I look at the clock, and it's 10 o'clock. What are you guys doing now? You're out for recess. So, yeah, so.
Yeah, you'll be very, very fortunate to be able to, you know, go out on your terms and
absolutely do what I want to do.
And grand baby time.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I'm sure you will look at the clock at different times of the day thinking, okay, it's lunchtime or it's recess or whatever.
Probably, yeah.
Nap time. What does it take to make a good pre-K teacher? Any ideas?
Well, you have to be flexible. Definitely flexible. You got to love little kids. You know, they're sitting on your lap one a minute, you know, they're stuck to you the next minute. You're giving them the Kleenex the next minute, and just being energetic. You got to be an energetic person. You know, you got to be ready to go and stop and take care of their needs, and teaching a lesson and one will stop and go, I like your toenails. You know, they do. They come up with anything, any time of the day, and you just got to be that flexible, caring, loving, huggable, and that's what I love to do. And so I just think my replacement needs to be like that. It's a warm, fuzzy person, because you're their moms, and you're their mom. You know, you love them just as much as your own kids, and they need you all the time, and you have to be there for them all the time.
I bet you could write a book on some of the clever things they've said over the years, couldn't you?
I'm sure I could, and I probably should have. So young teachers, start writing this stuff down. Yeah, there's been some fun times and some fun things that they have said. Yes,
indeed. Gary, it's certainly bittersweet for you as a district.
It is,
isn't it?
And you know, the kind of little story here. So I taught at Weston from the fall of 94 to the spring of 99. That's where I started my career, and then to come back in 2019, and you know, Val is still there. And, you know, the first time she saw me, I think we were in the cafeteria, and, you know, it was just right away a big, big hug and warm embrace and, you know, welcome back type thing. So that's who Val is. She's very inviting, very warm, engaging, and definitely going to miss that. And she has, how many years have you run the Sunshine Committee?
Well, that was just probably 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But with the community, I've been involved clear back when Just Say No was a big, big thing back there, and did a lot of the parent groups and the community outings and things that we have. It's just phenomenal at Weston, and I love to see that, to bring the community together to do different things. Like last night, we had a big roller skating party at the roller rink here, and it was a great turnout. Just to see those families coming together, being able to socialize, talking, it's awesome.
What did you say, the Sunshine Club?
Sunshine Committee.
What is that?
It's just a... just when people have like babies and births, and once in a while throw treats out to them, and just a happy, you know, and I probably could be doing more, but I'm passing that on to a group for next year, but just to, you know, add a little positive sunshine to people's lives. Sometimes people just have a little surgery, a little pick me up, and a little card's just sent their way just to pick them up for the day.
What a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's who Val is.
Yep. We'll come back and talk more about all the good things at Weston Schools in a moment when our morning show continues. Our morning show continues here on WRCO. Gary Siftestad, administrator with Weston School District, is in with us today. And Val Thompson, longtime educator in the Weston District, joining us today as she gets ready for her last month of school. Well, hopefully the kiddos are behaving themselves right now, Val.
Oh, they are. Are they? I have a wonderful class.
I'm sure they are. So what are they doing about now this time? Oh,
they should be doing some reading a little bit, yeah. Okay. Learn about koalas today.
Koalas.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. There are a lot of times when I have teachers on the program, I'd like to be a mouse in the corner sometime and just kind of see what's going on, you know?
They're fun. Yeah, they are fun. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Gary, as you look at some of the things coming up, well, actually today, the 30th, is the last day for open enrollment, but you'd always encourage folks to look Weston's way, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and interesting, tomorrow we have... a group of 20 students going to Skokie, Illinois for the Holocaust Museum down there. So Mark Chambers is our social studies teacher in the high school, and he organized this trip to Skokie, Illinois. So we're taking 3 vans down there. Marcus McCauley will be driving one. Mark Chambers will be driving one. And then Ken Theed will be driving the 3rd one. And so, Ken, if you're out there, good morning, and a reminder to be at school early tomorrow to get the van and get the kids loaded and headed to Skokie, Illinois for the Holocaust Museum in Skokie, Illinois. So great, great trip for our students. And, you know, not only the museum piece, but just even a lot of our students sometimes don't see or don't get away from southwestern Wisconsin. So to be, you know, away and in a different state and, you know, a little more of a, quite a bit more of a population center.
Do they go through a history class?
Yeah. There's Nazi Germany Holocaust, it's called. So, yeah. They kind of, Mr. Chambers kind of goes through the buildup to the Holocaust and gets into, you know, obviously the rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party and everything, and then into the Holocaust. So,
what a wonderful opportunity for the students.
Yeah, great opportunity. I'm glad he's doing it. I actually, for a couple of years now, was hoping that we could maybe get a group down there, and his class was very receptive. I think there's only 2 kids that aren't going from the class.
Wonderful. Your FFA continues to do well, and they, you know, we had them on earlier this year.
Yeah, and this is really a very busy time for them with the plant sale on Saturday, the FFA breakfast and plant sale this coming Saturday, so come join in the morning. But then also, right now is milking time for the sheep, and so they're very busy with the milking and then processing that into soap and also gelato. And, you know, the gelato part is very high tech as far as, and a lot of, you know, restrictions and standards that they have to meet. You know, we have to have people that are milk hauler certified, and then the dairy processing plant, we have 3 students, Gabby Blinn, Brianna Clark, and Kayla Jensen that are all dairy processing certified. And so they go in and they do all the testing of the milk, and then, you know, move forward with putting the gelato together. So it's a very busy time for the FFA right now.
What do they have to do to get certified for the to be that? As far
there
as
there is a test that they have to take, okay. And they end up going down to Madison for that, and I'm not sure if that's through the UW or what, but yeah, they have to definitely do some studying for that.
And then you sell it, right?
Gelato? Yep, the gelato, and we've been selling some even at the end of lunchtime. You know, there's strawberry, there's mint, maple nut, vanilla. And I did see, I don't know what the flavor is going to be, but they did say they're coming out with a new flavor soon. So
stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
For the ones who get it done.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 54 degrees and time now for a news update sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal today. Highs near 70. Maybe some showers coming in late tonight. And a low of 47. Right now, we're at 54 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Helly here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits today come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Marchand has said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose a punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee, while also fighting felony charges in New York. He will appear today at a rally in Waukesha. The Department of Natural Resources says this weekend's fishing opener is looking promising. Fisheries Director Justine Ha says Lake Michigan's stock of salmon is strong. Ha says inland trout waters are well stocked, and her staff has been seeing strong natural reproduction alongside the state's stocking efforts. Fishing opens officially this Saturday, and you can get your permits and see the new regulations online at gowild.wi.gov. Also, the historic Stevens Point Brewing Company will show off its million-dollar facelift coming up this morning. A ribbon cutting for the remodeled gift shop and tap room will begin at 10 a.m. with remarks from both the brewers and the people responsible for the design and construction of the expansion. The expanded space also includes a separate tasting room, which will be reserved for tours. Designers had the challenge of integrating the historic nature of the 165-year-old structure, which they did by recapturing materials whenever possible, including the original glass from the building. Portions of the brewery are older than the city of Stevens Point itself.
The state Supreme Court says Milwaukee police correctly fired an officer for posting racist memes on social media. The case stems from the 2018 arrest of then-Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown. Brown sued the city and the police for excessive force and named Officer Eric Andrade as part of the lawsuit. Also, Andrade also posted several racist memes to Facebook following the incident and was fired for violating the department's social media policies. In a 5-2 vote, the Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that the department correctly followed their stated policies and provided due process in the proceedings. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus this week. University of Wisconsin Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they've put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depend on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified 13 nominees that are eligible for election to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. 8 districts are up for election beginning today. Among them is Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs and Randy Rocker of Loganville to represent District 20, which covers Richland and Sauk counties, and Jody Miller of Avoca to represent District 23, which covers Iowa and Lafayette counties. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st and ending June 30th, 2027. DATCAP will mail ballots to dairy producers. Producers who have not received a ballot by May 15th should request one by contacting the DATCAP Market Orders staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Completed ballots must be signed and mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, and postmarked on or before May 24th. For information on the election, check out wisconsindairy.org. If you're not saving for retirement, it seems you're not alone. AARP reports that 1 in 5 Americans 50 and older have no retirement savings. Public News Service says that Wisconsin does not have state-operated retirement accounts yet. Supporters of that initiative hope legislators will work to create the infrastructure needed to keep Wisconsinites here in their golden years. The second in a series of 3rd Congressional District primary forums will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW-La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 until 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. The 3rd Congressional District covers the southwestern part of Wisconsin.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal today, a high of 69. West to northwest winds, 12 to 25. Tonight, turning cloudy, showers likely late, a low of 47. And Thursday, cloudy and breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms through the day, and a high of 64. Some rain rolled in last night. We picked up 15/100ths of an inch of rain prior to midnight. Yesterday's high was 71 here at the studios. Today, the midnight reading has been 65. We were at 54 briefly, and right now it is 55 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either a Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the busy high school sports schedule from last night, details on a Brewer win, and the Bucks stave off elimination.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The Richland Center softball team led late before Platteville came from behind to win 10-8 in a Southwest Conference softball game last night. The Hornets scored twice in the first, two in the third, and three in the fourth in their attempt at a first conference win. Platteville scored four in the second, one in the third, and finished strong with two in the sixth and three in the seventh to improve to 4-2 in the league. Kaylee Nee had the hot bat with three hits, two singles and a double, plus a walk and four runs scored. Carly Meaden had a triple and a single with two RBIs. Chloe Darling doubled to knock in a run and scored twice. Riley Schultz doubled and had three RBIs on the night. Rainey Walsh pitched for the Hornets, going the distance. They will take on Lancaster on Thursday. Platteville plays Cuba City on Friday. Elsewhere in softball, River Valley gained a victory over Lancaster 6-4. Boscobel 2-1 over Iowa Grant. Cuba City 7 and Mineral Point 6. It was West Salem 8-0 over Westby. Westby won the nightcap 2-1. Arcadia 4-1 over Viroqua. Also among the scores, Highland 5-3 over Potosi-Cassville. Kickapoo beat Lafarge 11-1. And Fenimore 3-1 over Waseca-Steuben. Ithaca won a non-conference game at New Lisbon yesterday 14-1. They scored it in five innings. A two-hitter, Wes Nelson, was the winning pitcher for the Bulldogs. And along the way, had a good game. The three hits from Sammy Clary led the way. Micah Salisbury and also Wyatt Hilby each had two hits. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a win for Dodgeville over Prairie du Chien, 4-0. River Valley 3-1 over Lancaster. Platteville 13-0 over Richland Center in five innings. Darlington 15-0 over Boscobel. Iowa Grant edged Fenimore 2-1. Fenimore with the win 8-3 over Iowa Grant in the nightcap. Mineral Point 1-0 over Cuba City. The Riverdale Chieftains baseball team picked up a well-earned 2-1 win over the Southwestern Wildcats last night. The Chieftains picked up another strong pitching performance from Logan Cagle, who would go 6 2/3 innings while striking out 10, giving up just three hits and one run. Chase Chitwood would come on to record the final out of the game with a strikeout. Wyatt Storms went 2-3 with an RBI as Riverdale improved to 5-2 in conference, 7-5 overall. It was Lafarge getting the win against Kickapoo, 8-0. Highland 4, Potosi-Cassville 3, Reedsburg 6, Mount Horeb 4, and Viroqua 10-3 over Arcadia. On the state of Wisconsin scene, starting and winning pitcher Freddie Peralta, manager Pat Murphy, and two more players were ejected in the team's 8-2 win Tuesday night. Abner Uribe and Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri were the two also ejected after a fight that started near first base. Peralta and Murphy were ejected after a hit batter in the sixth. The fight was in the eighth inning. Willie Adames pounded his fourth home run and drove in four runs, while rookie Ty Black went 2-4 with a double in his first big league game. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion in the game. And I think the way the game ended last night, there's a lot of emotion. And I think it lends itself to more emotion.
The teams wrap up the series this afternoon. It could be emotional with Colin Ray starting for Milwaukee. A win for the Mets over the Cubs, 4-2. San Diego tops Cincinnati, 6-4. Baltimore, 4-2 over the Yankees. The Twins beat the White Sox by a score of 6-5. Houston over Cleveland, 10-9. St. Louis, 2-1 over Detroit. Detroit won the nightcap, 11-6. The Bucks have extended their season by at least one more game by surprising the Pacers last night, 115-92. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, Milwaukee took over the game in the second period and dominated the rest of the way. Bobby Portis Jr. apologized to his teammates for his early ejection in Game 4, then poured in 29 points. Chris Middleton matched that with another 29 points. The Bucks shot 52% from the floor, and Middleton and Malik Beasley each contributed 4 3-pointers. Bobby Portis says the difference was the Bucks played loose last night.
I don't think there was any weight on our shoulders. We know what we're capable of. We know what we have in the locker room, and we have guys that compete. That's the biggest thing in basketball, in a team sport. You want